Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Michael D'Amato, D'Amato. As per the records provided, Michael D'Amato was injured at work on 6/14/23. Pretty was seen that same day at Ocean University Medical Center. Period. He underwent x-rays of the right wrist and showed a linear lucency in the body of the scaphoid concerning for non-displaced fracture. Period. He was placed in a splint and then treated and released. Period. He reported a right wrist injury when he was standing on a ladder. Period. The feet of the ladder became unstable and he fell into a shipping container on an outstretched right hand slash wrist. Period. He denied head injury or loss of consciousness. Period. He did complain of pain and swelling of the right wrist, worse with movement. Period. Interestingly, he stated he took a nap after the injury and noted the right thumb to be numb, but this has improved. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. McDade, MC, capital DAID, of Seaview Orthopedics on 6/19/23. Period. He noted the thumb spike of splint had been applied. Period. He confirmed the diagnosis of closed, non-displaced fracture of the middle third of the scaphoid bone of the right wrist. Period. They discussed treatment options, and he elected non-operative care. Period. He followed up regularly with Dr. McDade. Period. On 7/21/23, he performed open reduction and internal fixation of scaphoid waist fracture. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right scaphoid waist fracture. Period. He followed up postoperatively, running through 1/11/24. Period. Overall, he was feeling much better. Period. He still has a little bit of soreness when he goes into full extension, but for the most part, he has no pain. Period. He has completed work conditioning. An exam found motion of the right wrist with full flexion, full pronation, and supination. Period. Extension is subjectively tight, but appears to have nearly full extension. Period. He has no tenderness to palpation. Period. Dr. McDade cleared him to go back to work at full duty and placed him at maximum medical improvement. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 6/14/23, Michael D'Amato fell off of a ladder into a bin. Period. He injured his right wrist. Period. Curiously, he took a nap afterwards. Period. He then presented for treatment at the emergency room. Period. X-rays identified a non-displaced scaphoid fracture. Period. He was placed in a splint. Period. He then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. McDade. Period. They initially chose non-operative treatment. Period. However, surgery was done on 7/21/23. Period. He followed up postoperatively along with therapy and work hardening. Period. At the final exam, he had full range of motion in the right wrist. Period. There was no description of swelling, weakness, atrophy, or any sensory deficits. Period. He was clear to return back to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated for the diagnosis of a scaphoid waist fracture treated with open reduction internal fixation. Period. Has achieved an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. And that is the end. Sorry, not the end. I'm going to have another record review list. Number one is the emergency department records from Ocean University Medical Center, 6/14/23. Next is progress notes from Dr. McDade at CBU Orthopedics, colon 619-23 through 1-11-14 period, and then the next is operative report from Toms River Surgery Center, colon 721-23. Now that should be the end.